Good afternoon. I'm Vin Ebneau. As the snow continues to fall, all 21 New Jersey counties remain under a winter storm warning or a winter weather advisory. State offices, including motor vehicle commission centers, are closed. The New Jersey Department of Transportation has also banned all trucks and other commercial vehicles from several interstate highways, but they are still permitted on the Turnpike Parkway and Atlantic City Expressway. If you had a vaccine appointment at the Jersey Shore today, you don't anymore. The Ocean County Health Department is moving appointments scheduled for today at the RWJ Barnabas Health Arena in Toms River to tomorrow due to today's storm. If you had an appointment scheduled for today, you must come at that same scheduled appointment time on Friday. In Monmouth County, appointments are being moved to Monday at Brookdale Community College or the Monmouth County Agriculture Building, due to vaccines not being delivered due to the storm that was heading across the country and is now here. Meanwhile, the Ocean County Health Department is moving all COVID-19 tests at the Ocean County College drive-through site indoors to the Gateway Building on campus moving forward throughout the rest of the winter. Everything else remains about the same. The site is operating from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and appointments, of course, are required. 2 weeks from today, we'll hit the one-year anniversary of when New Jersey reported its first COVID-19 case. With restrictions in place for nearly a year now, when can we expect more things to reopen?
If we continue to see, especially hospitalizations, continue to drop, there's no question we'll take more steps to open up. I don't know what they are or when they are.
Governor Murphy says he thinks he would be planning right now a much more fulsome series of steps to reopen over the next few weeks if it was not for the increase in the UK variant being reported here in the Garden State. As of Wednesday, there have been 50 reported cases, 14 of those in Ocean County. Johnson & Johnson will not be able to deliver nearly as many doses of their single-shot COVID vaccine as initially promised. Governor Murphy has called the J&J vaccine a game-changer, but was downplaying the impact at his media briefing Wednesday. Only a few million doses will be ready for shipment if and when the FDA grants authorization next week. Brick police need your help identifying the man behind a robbery at the 7-Eleven on Chambers Bridge Road Wednesday. The suspect, described as a black male about 6 feet tall with a thin build, entered the 7-Eleven shortly after 1 a.m. Wednesday, wearing a red, white, and blue jacket, black track pants with white stripes running down the outer seams, and red, white, and blue sneakers. He struck the cashier, injuring him with a bruise, took cash, cigarettes, and then left the area. Anybody with information should call Brick Police. In sports today, the Devils and Bruins battle it out in Boston at 7 o'clock. The Rangers in Philadelphia playing the Flyers at 7. The Nets visit the Lakers at 10 o'clock. On Wall Street this morning, off to a rough start, the Dow fell 260 and sits at 31,352. Weather today, varying snowfall totals across Ocean and Monmouth counties with several inches possible, along with gusty winds, a wintry mix, maybe some coastal flooding as well. Highs in the low to mid-30s. Tonight, some rain, freezing rain at times. Lows around 30. I'm Vin Ebneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.